Gemara Eruvin, Daf Ayin Het, Masechet Eruvin, dedicated by Freddy Kassab and his wife, Natslachatam, Umashmachtam, Tehidap, being studied, Refuah Shalema, Shimon Ben Simcha. Ayin Zayin Amud Bet is where we begin, and we start right on the bottom of the Amud. Amar of Nahman, Amar Abba Bar Abu. Is that where we started?
Yeah, I'm just...
No, is that where we are, but right?
We're up to
good, last line. Hazak. Amar Abad Abnahman Rababar Abu. Ziz. Ayotzim min hakotel. So you have a protrusion that's coming out of the wall. And again, this is a kotel between two hatserot. The discussion over here we were talking about is the side that has the access gets to use the top of the wall. The side that's Noah Tashmisho. So this Ziz somehow is going to make it. Noach Tashmisho. Arba'at Tefahim. Actually, this is Arba'a al-Arba'a. It's 4x4. And V'hinichu alav sulam kol shehu. Okay? And you placed a ladder on the Ziz. Mi'ato. So as a result of that, you have now officially lowered the wall from 10 Tefahim. And therefore, on his side, it's less than 10 Tefahim. And as a result, it's Noach Tashmisho, and if we could use it. Velo amaran ela de'utve ale, we actually put the ladder on the Ziz itself. Aval utve behadef, you put it next to it, arvuche arvache, all you did is extend the width of it, but you didn't mima'et it. So if you see the picture over here, this is a case where it's not good, the picture that they're showing us here, that's where you put the ladder next to the Ziz, you weren't mima'et anything. Now again, by putting the ladder against it, somehow it's going to be mima'et. Now let's read Rashi what he has to say. Ziz.
Ziz ha-yosem en ha-kot ha-dal ha-dal tefachim, v'hiniyah ha-lar sulam kol shehu, afilu en b'rochfo et-halit.
Oh, the hadush is that the ladder is not dalit. So it's like an itzteba case, where, you know, the ladder itself is not dalit, but it's beneath it is dalit.
If it was dalit, it wouldn't be Ziz, and it would be made
correct.
By itself.
Correct, it would be made by itself, like we learned on yesterday, as long as you don't have three tefachim between the rungs. Be'amido be'karka, and also, by the way, the Ziz is not on the karka. We know that airspace is a problem. Yeah, from the Ziz to the ground. So it does both things. It helps you, you know, fill in the airspace from the bottom.
No dalit for the ladder, and yeah. No, and airspace from the Ziz.
Right. And you have access. Now you climb up. You can climb up the wall. That has to give you some type of access.
V'samach. ושמח ראשו בזיז, הווה כחד מיעוטה, והרי בעליון ארבעה, וכגון שאין חלקי הסולם מרוחקים שלושה.
Okay, you have to throw that in also. You don't have three tefahim between the rungs. ולא אמרן.
אלא דעות פה עליה, שמח ראשו עליו. פרישית, אבל עוד פה והדה אצלו, וראש נשמח לכותל.
Right, you just leaned it against the wall, the ladder, but it's right flush against the Ziz. All you did is extend the Ziz, right? The Ziz.
Below,
which is the Ziz. Right. So basically, the ladder will serve as your mi'ut between the Ziz and the karka, and therefore it gives it a tashmish to the wall. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abba Rabu. Let's go one case at a time. This is case number two. Kotel Tisha'asar. Oh, name of the game over here is to try to mima'et it to less than 10. Once you mima'et it to less than 10, the wall, that is, then already you're in the Noach Tashmishe zone. So here you have a 19 tefahim wall. Sarich Ziz.
Will be two Nafka Minah. Just to make it Noach, what we're discussing here?
Yes, that's what we're discussing.
Noach Tashmish to one side?
Mm-hmm. That's this case, yes. We're going to get to other cases where you could make two Erubin on both sides. That would be another Nafka Minah if the guy did the same thing on the other side. So then that would be considered, maybe you could make one Eruv. That would be another Nafka Minah. So here it says it's 19. Okay.
How do we know it's not both sides? How do we know the case is?
It could be both sides. Later on, it's going to say Beferush is both sides. Here, I mean, Gemara only, when she didn't indicate that it's on both sides. But in Echaram, if you did it on both sides, that would be one.
Once it's less than 10, you can make Eruv both sides.
That's what it's done. Yes, it's Mishnah. Yeah, right. Yes, it's Mishnah. As long as the wall is less than 10, you can make it on both sides. But you have to have access to the... Well, yeah.
No, I'm saying I'm going to be married to two chaserot. Have a wall, five tefachim wall in between. I can combine them both.
Yes.
But it's like it's not a wall. Almost
correct.
Like a window.
It's not a wall. Exactly. That's not. It's not a wall. Yeah. Exactly. But we're just saying that here is a wall that is 10.
Right. No, so you're making a
so you can't right. Here's a wall that is 10. So therefore, you cannot me'arev ehad on a wall that is 10. On one side, you are mema'et, and therefore the usage of the wall on that side is... But again, if it was less than 10 on both sides, in a chenameh. Ve'amar av Nachman, the case we have over here is Amar Abba Abu, Kotel, Tisha'asar. So what is it, 19? Sarich ziz ehad lehatiro. So you have to make a petach to the top with a ladder in order to be matir the b'nei haser. Now, how are you going to make a ziz? You're going to have to put it where? Look at that she. Oh, so you got to put it right in the middle to break it. So you have less than 10 tefachim.
In both directions.
On both directions. You'll have from the ziz down, 9, whatever. Less than 10, and then you'll have the Z's up, less than. You gotta split it basically. The Z's will mema'et it. So let me read that she again. Sarik Z's echad letro bisulam kol shihu.
The Z's yoseh be emsa'ito. She'eno gabo asera lo mimenu ulamata ve lo mimenu ulamala.
Beautiful. The Z's yoseh be emsa'ito. She'eno gabo asera lo mimenu ulamata. Now, what if it's 20? So if it's 20, putting a Z's is really not gonna help you because it's just gonna put 10 on top and 10 on the bottom.
So unless the
Z's
has anything.
Unless the Z's has thickness. Unless the Z's is just...
Why can't you put it at 11? What's wrong with that?
Because then from the bottom, you're going to get more than 10.
But you have a sulam, no?
No. Well, we want to put the sulam... Well, listen to the case the way it says it. Kotel eslim. If the kotel is 20, sarik shne zizim lahatiro. You need two Z's. Amar av chasda, vehu shamidam shishlo keneged zeh. See what he did over here? Basically, you have a Z's. The Z's is less than 10 to the ground. Mm-hmm. You put a ladder to get to that Z's. And then you have pahot. You have another ladder on the Z's zigzagged. Also less than 10 to fahim. And then you have a Z's on top of that ladder. Also from there, less than 10 to fahim. This is the way they want you to get up on the wall over here. Look at that she.
Makes it easy.
Yes.
Sarich. Mm-hmm.
No, that's one that will be less than 10 to the ground. But you're still stuck because if it's less than 10 to the ground, you still have more than 10 from there to the top of the roof. So you have to figure out the top of the wall.
Ve'ehad
lemala himenu
betoch asara. Ihava gabo asara la hava sagele besulam kol shehu midi de ahava akotel.
Now, what does he mean by that?
And I underlined it.
Okay, good. I'm also trying to understand it. Ehad kodem asarat atonim on the bottom, we know. Ehad lemala imenu betoch asarim. Di'i hava gavoa asara. If your ladder is going to be gavoa asara, it's not a sulam anymore? Di'i hava gavoa asara.
The space between the ladder.
Lo ave sagi le besulam. It won't be enough to have a ladder kol shehu.
Kol shehu is less than 4 tefachim.
Right.
Midi dehavi akotem.
Just like the law by the Kotel, maybe he means.
So therefore, it has to be less than 10 between the Z's and the other Z's. That's what he means to say. What is he trying to remember, Etrashi?
So if the ladder is less than 10, which less than, I'm saying less than four
wide,
less than four wide, to take it up to a what do you call it? It's not a petach to the Z's
because it's too narrow.
So here, if you put the Z's within 10, then I don't care the width of the ladder.
Right. But if it was more, then I need to be wider.
If it was more, yeah, it would have to be wider. Right. In which case, I don't need the Z's at all. I just have a longer ladder. I mean, it's
And she's saying, "Diyeva gabo asara la hava sagile besulam kol shehu."
Right.
Sulam kol shehu.
Then that's the problem.
The ladder will not be a kol shehu.
Sulam kol shehu.
Ladder cannot be a kol shehu. That has to be wider.
Has to be 4 tefachim
right.
wide.
Right.
So now, where does this 4 tefachim come from? Either they have a kotel, just like the kotel itself has to be.
Right.
The minimum we said is 4 tefachim. Okay, that's that story. Amar Rav Huna, Amud Breshut Rabbim. That is a regular case. Now we're going back to regular stories of Breshut Rabbim. Remember Amud Breshut Rabbim, Gavu Asana V'Rahav Arba'ah. It's 10 high, 4 wide. We call that a Breshut Yachid. Venaatz yated kol shehu. And you put a yated, a peg, on top of this amud. Mi'ato. So basically what you did is you minimized it. You minimized the width on top, because now it's not four tefachim anymore. That space on top of four tefachim was minimized when you put the yated on top. Rashi. Amud.
Amud gabo asara. ברשות הרבים, ברחת דעת, ברשות היחיד הוא. והנוטל ממנו, והנותן על גביו, חייב. ואם נעס בראשו יתד כלשהו, מעתו לרוחבו, מארבעה, ובטלו מטרת רשות היחיד.
אמר הבדה ברבה, הבא, ובגבוה שלושה. So he said that yated has to be at least three tefachim high, otherwise it'll be batel to the amud, and therefore you didn't ממעט ללו. אביי ורבא דאמרי תרוויו, אף על פי שאין גבוה שלושה, לא נפת בי שלושה, why? מי טעמה לא משתמש לה, which means, bottom line, you took away that space. What do I care if it's less than three? Bottom line, you can't use that space anymore. So bottom line, you are ממעטת, ממנשה. רב אשר אמר, אפילו גבוה שלושה. רב אשר came along and said, even if the yated is more than שלושה, it's not going to be ממעטת. And what's the reason? He says, "My ta'ama efshad the talia b'midi," because you can use that space also. You can use the flat space on top of the amun. I can use the yated. I can hang something on it. So therefore, I didn't take away the tashmish. The whole area I could use. I could use the space around the yated, and I can use the yated itself to hang something. So the yated, right? The yated is not b'mayet. It's still functioning to use it. What's the pshad of the shul tarabim? I can put stuff on it, right? I can use it. So Amalera Vahat, why didn't you fortify? My point is because fortify is makom hashuv to put stuff. So this yated, it doesn't hurt me. Because I can still use it. I didn't lose that space. Amalera Vahat Bered Rav Ravasheh, Mil'o kolo b'yetedot mahu. Okay, let's say you filled it totally with yetedot. So now you really can't use the space in between the yetedot. So that would be the question. Although you might be able to use the yetedot. The last of it I was saying that I can use the whole top. I can use the space in between, around the yater and the yater itself. But here, I cannot use the space at all because it's all filled with yaterot. Is that going to turn it into out of it ishut yachid or not?
So one peg you could use, but many of them.
Yeah, because one peg, I still have the other area. I can hang something on, and I still have the other area as well. It sounded like I have the other area, and I have this area too. But if I took the whole area away, it's batel to the other area almost. Look at that. She's lashon. Melo kolobi yaterot. Let's just look at the one before that. If Shad Italia Bibidi. Right, it's Hazi. The whole Amud is Hazi. Right, now I'm not using the Rohab anymore. Over there, at least you were using the Rohab. And I can still use the Rohab. That Yatid didn't take away from the Rohab because I can still use it. But here, I'm not using the Rohab Bichlal. Maybe it takes it away. Amale lo shemi alachad amar Rabbi Yohanan. Didn't you know what Rabbi Yohanan said? Bor vechuliyata. You have a bor, and you have its diggings that you took out of the bor, and you put the diggings on the outside of the bor. Mitztaref asara. The bor is, let's say, nine. And now when I dug it out, and I put this rim of afar on the side of the bor, it turns it into 10. And now I have a bor of 10 by 4, let's say. And it widened it also. Now it's 10 by 4. It turns the bor into a reshut, a yachid. And it includes, not only did I make it deeper, but I also made it wider. So now the bor basically is four tefachim wide. Although the four tefachim is not all usable, because the airspace of the bor, I can't put anything in the airspace of the bor. I can only put things on the chuliyah. And still we say it's a reshut hayachid. It means you don't have to have the whole reshut hayachid's area functionable in order to be called a reshut hayachid. I cannot put stuff in the air. The airspace of the board. I widened the airspace of the board, so it's 10 by 4. We're not talking about the bottom of the board. We're talking about the airspace. The airspace of the board.
The bottom of the board is not 4 by 4.
Correct. The top of the board is 4 by 4, and it's 10 from the bottom of the board all the way to the top. And the chuliyah widened it. So the Gemara says, Ve'amai, why are you going to consider the rohav of the halal of the board to shoot the yachid? Halo mishtamish leh. You can't use it. Ela itlach lememar. Ela mai itlach lememar. Temanach mideh. The answer is, explanation, I can put something wide over it. So I can use it. I can put a plank on top of the airspace of the board. So once already there's a way to use it by putting a plank on top of the airspace. Wadin over here. Hachanameh, temanach midi mishtamesh. Since there's all pegs over there, I can just put a flat board on top of it and I can use it. So therefore, it's not mema'et. It's going to be still a, you know, the shuti yachid. Look at that. She bor v'chogyata.
Bor v'chogyata. Karka shenetila mechafirat habor v'hekifo bo fi habor sabib.
God must tarif it.
V'hashlim asara le'omek habor l'shavuya l'shuti yachid.
Now, v'hu hadin is the key.
V'hu hadin ami d'halal habor v'obe hekef hachuya halal habor, right, that's the airspace v'obe hekef hachuya mistarfin l'hashlim arba'a l'rochbo.
Right, so you're getting the rochav from this chulia as well.
V'hayev hanotel me'al gab ha'chulia kilum ve'et hanotel al gaba. K'detina ma'hazoret. Chulia tabor v'hasela, shehen kibohin asara urchavien arba'a, hanotel mehen ve'hanotel al gaba, hayav.
Right, notel meaning from the shoot of the beam, put it on them, or put from them to the shoot of the beam, going to be hayav. Ma'hi alif Rabbi Yohan leta'amed, amar ma'i.
Ma'i riyad etnei chulia tabor v'hasela, letni habor v'hasela.
What are you getting? What do you have to give me this whole story of chulia? Just give me a guess. You took from the board and the sela. What is this chulia?
Ela haka mashmalan. The habor v'chulia ta mistafin la'asara.
Okay, v'hechi.
V'chi hechi de shamina mina legobha. Shamina mina nami de mistafin
lekutia. The futia. Futia is the width. The haketan.
The haketan yuhabin arba'a. V'haydi nakat achala derbi yohana v'lo nakat matnitin.
Okay, so even though there's a Mishnah like this, but the Mishnah doesn't mention the Tziruf, and Rabbi Yohanan mentioned it explicitly, so we mention in the statement the name of Rabbi Yohanan. Okay, Ve'amai.
Ve'amai havei gagad l'choya l'shut yachid. Ha lo hazu arba'a dide l'tashmishtem.
Right, arba'a is not that way. Maybe the chulia is, but not the four.
Ela mai etach l'memad, manach midi kigon daf or even apiha u'mishtamesh.
You put a daf on it. Or beged, you spread out a garment on top of it.
Mishtamesh
Baruch. So that's that story.
Mishtamesh
alav benachat. Can use it. On top. Beautiful. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kotel Asara. Okay, Kotel Asara. Now we have a wall that's 10 tefachim high. Now we're going to get into a little
mathematics
over here, not to. Sarik sulam arba'a salatiro. So we're talking about over here, you need a ladder that's 14 in order to matir it. We're talking about over here, let's say you have a wall that's 10. So a wall that's 10, you cannot make an eruv on both sides. One eruv, because it's 10. Unless you mima'et. So let's say you have a ladder on this side and a ladder on the other side. So then you have a peta, basically. And if you have a peta, then you can make an eruv as one. The problem is, in this case, the ladder has to reach the top of the wall to become a petah. So therefore, after that, become the top of the wall, a ladder, a wall that's, let's say, what are we saying, 10. If you take a ladder that's 10, it's going to be steep, exactly. So therefore, you can't walk up that ladder. So you need to
incline
the ladder a little. So the assumption over here is that you incline the ladder 4 tefahim on the bottom, and once you do that,
you need a longer ladder.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why 14. For a wall of 10, you'll need a ladder of 14 for the incline. It'll reach the top. 10 will reach the top. It'll be straight. And you won't be able to climb such a too steep. So therefore, by inclining it, you can incline it. That's it says 14. And some rabbis going to say less than that, I think.
It doesn't add up. Saying, if you have a wall 10 to Bahim, if you have like a right angle, 10, and then you have 4 on the bottom.
Yeah. It won't reach the top.
What would the diagonal be? It's going to be much less than 14. It doesn't have to be 14. Sorry.
All the Rishonim asked that question. Now that's she. But that's what it is. Rabbi Yosef Amar Afidu Shalosha Asar. There you go.
Rashi says because it's 4 on the bottom. Yeah. That's why I said we need 14.
Yeah. Rashi says, read Rashi Sulam Arba Asar Shesharich Limshok Regle Asulam Arba'a min ha-kotel, lefi she'en sulam zakuf. Right? So it's not nawah. So you just have to tilt it on the bottom. So they're asking. The numbers don't work out. They're all. And how are you figuring it out that it doesn't work? Because you're using
10 squared plus 4 squared. Equals
10 squared plus 4 squared.
Equals ladder squared.
Yeah.
Right. No? Does that work that way? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, they all asked that question.
It's one
how you got to that.
Should it be 10 to 14? Whatever that would be like, you know, 6 or whatever the number would be.
It's not 14. Rabbi Yosef, it's not 4 to 5. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Afilu Shlosha Asaru Mashihu. Okay, even 13 will be enough. Okay. Abaye Amar, Afilu Ahad Asaru Mashihu. Ravuna ben Rav Yoshua Amar Afilu Shiva Umashu. Okay? Which means all you have to have is seven and a mashu, so long as you're within three tefachim of the Rosh Dakot, you have lavud. So you don't have to reach the top of the wall. As long as you get to seven and a mashu,
and it can
be straight.
And it can
be straight. So Amar Rav, Sulam Zakuf Mema'it. Like we just said, Sulam Zuka, even if it's Zakuf, even if it's straight, it is Mema'it. Gemara, it's a tradition. Velo Yadana Mai Ta'ama. Amar Shmuel Velo Yadana Ba Ta'ama Da Hamilta. We learned it yesterday. Yesterday's case, the itzteba. Was the case of the itzteba? We said it was mimayet, it was straight, it wasn't inclined. And still we said it's mimayet the wall. So therefore, not worse than the itzteba. We do have a mikor for this sulam zakuf. That's he. Hadasar umashu.
Hadasar umashu.
So he says 11. Or first he says 12, 13, do before that. 13 umashu.
Sheteshetavchik raglav adba'a, yeher osho namuch minakotel pachot mishilosha uchilavu damet.
Okay, so he says 13 because if you're going to put the you're going to put it against the wall four, you're not going to reach the top of the wall. That's what's going to be 13. Other rabbi says hadasar umashu.
Let me just read that. Right, shiva umashu. No,
you have to be with no. Do a hadasar umashu. Oh, you read that one? Okay, shiva umashu. The sfira le. Right. Even if it's straight, it's mema'et. Right, you have seven in a mashu, you'll reach within three of the top of the kotel.
Amar Rab Sulam Zakuf Ma'at Gemara Shamati Merabotai.
But Amar Lo Yadana Da In Noach La'alot. Exactly, it's not Noach La'alot. So why are you telling me that's considered like a peta? Midi Dehavi. It's the
bar.
Right. Ba'amina Rab Yosef. No, I skipped. Amar Abba Amar Rav Chaya Dekadim Shebe Babel. Okay, these are what? The stumps of the dekalim of the palm trees in Babel that you're putting it next to the kotel, and you want to basically use them to be mema'et from the shiur. Enam sedichim keva. You don't got to, you know, bang it into the ground on Shabbat and still be mema'et. Why? Mai ta'ama kevedan kova'atam. Like we learned on yesterday's daf. They're very heavy. So the weight of them, you're not going to move them. So therefore the weight is koveya them. One of the things that we learned about when you want to mima'at the wall is you have to put something that's kavua over there. Either it's kavua there because it's heavy or it's because it's asur to remove it on Shabbat. So this is the tree that's heavy. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yoshua, sulamot shebebabel, these Babylonian ladders, enam sirichim keva. Also, you don't have to affix it into the wall, ma'itama, kevedan kovatam, same thing, they're heavy ladders. So one rabbi said it by the tree and one rabbi said it by the ladder. Man da amar sulamot, Kosheken dekalim, because dekalim are heavier than the ladder. So if a ladder is considered heavy, so kosheken the dekalim. Uman de amar dekalim, so lava sulamot, though, unless you actually fix it into the wall itself to make it asud to remove on Shabbat. Ba'amine Rabbi Yosef Miraba, sulam mikan, v'sulam mikan. Okay, you have on one side of the wall, we're talking about, you have a ladder to the right, a ladder to the left. The kashin be'emsa, and you put kashin. Kashin is what, like straw, very very weak weak steps over here. I guess you wanted to get your ladder to be four tefachim because it's only memayit when it's four tefachim. So the two ladders together were not four tefachim. So what you do? You link the ladders together with some kash. So now you extended the ladder. Only problem with the kash is you wouldn't be able to step on the kash to climb because it would, you know, break. It's nothing. It's weak. Question is, does that nonetheless extend your ladder to make it four tefachim wide? So the Gemara says, "Mahu is that considered a four tefachim with the mema'et?" Amar le en kafaregel ole baher. It does not, because the kafaregel cannot be ole. So it has to be a type of rung that you'd be able to actually use. It has to be functional. Look at that she on the bottom en kaf.
No,
that's Sadush, which means, why do you need it for? I'll say he'll put his feet on the outside. We have two ladders over here. But the leg usually is put, the foot is usually put on the middle rung. And now you have three rungs, basically. So therefore, since his normal foot is going to be put on the middle rung, which is weak, it's not going to be considered a
meatloaf.
The Gemara then says, Kashin mikan ve kashin mikan ve sulam be'em samahu amar le arakaf regel ole behem. So I guess you have a different picture, which means basically you have the ladder in the middle And then on the sides, you added the kashin to widen the ladder. That'll be okay because you're going to walk up the middle. And therefore, your kashin are on the sides. So basically, they're saying the kashin can extend the ladder to 4 to 5 so long as you're not going to step on them. It'll be okay. There she, the bottom. Kafa regal ole. You need 4 to 5 to become a peta. Or to become, you have to be ma'etit with, you have to be ma'et 10 but by 4 to 5. Right, I'm creating a petah, and I could do this on both sides. If I do it on both sides, I'll be able to make one eruv, or I could make it noach tashmishe on my side. Anyway, and there's a function to them, but as she says, I could hold on to them. That's some function. So I could hold on to it when I'm walking up the ladder. It's interesting why I need even a function, as she says that. Okay, hakak lehashnim bakotel. Well, these are stories here about that, all cases. So what did you do over here? You basically, you had a narrow ladder, which was not for tefahim. So how did you extend the ladder? You were hokek in the wall steps right next to the ladder. So we want to know that that hakika, that chiseling into the wall steps, and you put the ladder in the middle, is that going to be ma'ed? So hakak lehashlim bakotel. On both sides, bekama. So the Gemara says, how high do you have to? What's the height of the? How high up the wall to be mashlim the sulam? Can you consider a petah? So amarle, you have to be chokek ba'asara. Well, up to 10 tefachim from the bottom of the kotel, and then already it'll be mo'il. Amarle. Hakako kulo bekotel bekama, amale melokomato. On the second case, is talking about, I guess, if you don't have a ladder at all.
No ladder at all.
You just want to be chokek steps into the kotel. So then it says you have to be chokek to the top of the wall.
Even if it's higher than 10.
Right. Even if it's higher than 10, you have to go all the way to the top. So why the question then is, when you have a real ladder there, so your hakika only has to go up to 10.
Even if the top, let's say it's 20.
Right, even if the top
is narrower.
Right, like you see in the picture over here. So you have 4 tefachim between the real ladder and the hakika, up to 10 tefachim. And then after that going up, I don't care what happens. Masha'enken, if the reliance is all in the hakika, it's got to go 10 all the way to the top of the top of the wall and be 4 tefachim. Questions, what's the difference? Gemara says, my shena. Gemara says, amale hatam. In the first case of when you have the ladder, and you only hokek to be mashlim the shi'ur, mistalekle. It's no one to climb the ladder. And if you don't need that about the fahim, only to call it a peta. I have a peta. By 10 to 5, it's called a peta. Now I need to climb up. I can climb up. However, haka, in the case of where you only have hakikot, lo mistalekle. To climb up on such a ladder, it's not so easy. So therefore, you need to go all the way up to be wide onto the top of the wall. I guess it's easier to climb up a ladder than it is to climb up hakikot. Hence the difference. Ba'amine Rabbi Yosef Berava asa'o la'ilan sulam. Rabotai, you're making a tree a sulam. In order to be mima'et, mahu. What's the problem? Problem is, while I'm allowed to climb up a ladder on Shabbat, I am not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbat. So the question is that going to make a legitimate mi'ut since I cannot use it on Shabbat? We're going to see right now. Tiv'eh l'rabbi, tiv'eh l'rabbanan. It's actually a question according to both rabbis, what did they discuss? What's their discussion? Tev'eh l'rabbi, what did Rabbi say? Ad kan lo kama rabbi hatam. He was talking about eruv tehomim. And he said what? That let's say you put your eruv tehomim in a tree. So he said what? Kol davar shehu mishum shebut lo gazu alav. And he said, hani mili beben Hashem Ashot. Which means, when does your eruv tehomim need to take hold? Ben Hashem Ashot. Climbing a tree is only isur d'rabbanan. Rabbi held that anything that's assumed d'rabbanan is mutar ben Hashem Ashot. That's why the eruv tehomin is going to be good. But that's only because Eruvet Tohumin only has to be functionable and accessible ben Hashem Hasho when it takes hold. However, over here, Aval Kuli Yoma, lo. But over here, it needs to be a petach the whole day. Over here by Hatzerot, it's not the pshat that the tree takes hold ben Hashem Hasho. The tree has to serve as a petach the whole day to connect both Hatzerot. And it doesn't. You know, although you might be able to use it ben Hashem Hasho, so what? One sunset comes, you're not allowed to use it. So therefore, although Rabbi was lenient by Eruvet Tehomin, that doesn't mean he's going to be lenient by this case. Because Eruvet Tehomin, all you need is to be used by Ben Hashem Hashod, and you can, because it's only Sudra Banan. Mashiach in here, it's got to be a Petah Lekol Hayom. And it's not. I go the other way. Odil Mafiru Lerabbanan. Over there, Rabbanan aposel to put the Eruv on the tree. Because they hold what? That anything that's asur ben Rabbanan is asur ben Hashem Hashot. And therefore they're osir by Eruvet Tehomin. However, over here they're going to say, Petchahu, which is the Ilan itself, is a Petah. Ve'ariyahu de Rabbi Aleh. He just has a lion that is on top of it, which means it's just asur from a side deen, which means it is a Petah. I would not have to go up. That's for technical reasons I can't go up. It doesn't mean it's not a Petah. It's a Petah. You can't go up. I can't go up on it. That's not a petah. Which means if it was less than four tefachim, that's already hasar on the petah itself. No, the petah is a beautiful petah. It's four tefachim wide. It goes all the way up the wall. So why can't you climb on it? Technical reasons you can't climb on it, but it doesn't make the name it not a petah. I'll give you a simple case. Imagine I have a door, right? And there's a lion standing in front of the door. Does that make my petah not a petah? It's a petah. You just can't get it because there's a lion standing over there. It doesn't take the petah. So what's the lion in this case? El Koshabat is the lion. Say, Mama, take the mashal of the Gemara.
You can't say the lion can move at any time.
Huh?
You can't say the lion can move.
Yeah, Shabbat will move also. Shabbat will move also.
The whole point is about
that. Shabbat will move also eventually.
But you're only making it for
Shabbat. It's a peta. It is a peta. Technically, it has all the.
Zero access.
Who said peta has to have access? A peta has to have four tefachim. A peta has to have four tefachim. As I. From Dine peta, it has access. From Dine peta, it has access. Happens to me, there's a storm outside. So there's a storm outside, so nobody's using that door that day because it's raining outside. So it's not a peta because nobody's using it that day. It's a peta. I can't use it because there's a storm outside. But then you're over here, there's a Kot Shabbat that's in the way. Anyway, that's the Sefek of the Gemara. Asa'o Asherah, next case. You used an Asherah, okay? That's a tree that's designated for Avodah Zarah, which is Asur B'Hana'ah. Sulam. Mao. Tev'el Rabbi Yehuda, betev'el Rabbana. Tev'el Rabbi Yehuda, adkan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda, hatam. The question of it was, could you put an Eruv Tehomin on a kever? A kever is asud bahana'a. So the Chaura, are you allowed to put the Eruv on a kever? The mutar liknot bayit besure hana'a. So he said it's mutar. Even though you're being kone the Eruv on something that's asud bahana'a, why? Was matir ela hatam de batar de kana la eruv lo nihale de lintar, which means when we kone shemita on this kever ben Hashem Hashor, he doesn't care anymore about this eruv, so therefore he's not using the kever as a shemira, as a storage for his eruv. You don't care what happens to eruv after ben Hashem Hashor, and therefore he's not nehene from the kever. He's only nehene the fact that he can walk now. We learned also that you only make Eruvet Tehomin, the Sorech Mitzvah. So therefore, Mitzvot, Lav De'anot Nitanu. So therefore, the Hana'ah that I'm getting from the Kever is not a Hana'ah Bechlal. I'll repeat again. There's two potential Hana'ot that I'm getting from the Kever, which should render the Kever Asur to me to put the Eruv there. There's the Hana'ah that the Kever is protecting my Eruv. That's why I'm storing my Eruv. So after Shabbat, I can come and eat it. So the kever served me as a, you know, protective area. And the kever gave me a hana'ah that because I put my eruv there, I can walk on Shabbat. So Rabbi Yehuda says both of these hana'ot are not a problem. Reason. The hana'ah that it's storing your eruv there, you don't care to store your eruv there. Because all you care is that it's there ben Hashem Hashot. And you're not coming back after Shabbat. You don't care if the Eruv gets lost. You don't need that Hana'ah. It's not a Hana'ah for you. Beautiful. Number two, the Hana'ah that it allowed you to carry. Or allowed you to walk, I'm sorry. It allowed you to walk. There's a Hana'ah. That's called Hana'at Mitzvah. because the only establishment of Eruvei Tohumim is a Sorech Mitzvah, and therefore Mitzvot Lav Lehanot Nitanu, and therefore I'm not Zagol Hana. Therefore Rabbi Yehuda allowed me to put an Eruv on Isur Hana, but maybe he will not let me use an Asherah as a Petah. Why? However, over here, because Eruvei Hatzerot Rabotai, you don't need a Mitzvah. I can make an Eruv Hatzerot amongst two Hatzerot, even Shelo Letzorech Mitzvah. So therefore, I'm getting a hana'ah from the Asherah. Therefore, it should be asur. Odilma, afil Rabbanan, that say it's asur to put it on the kever. Because I guess the Rabbanan say, you will come back to get your Eruv. And therefore, you're being nehene from the Eruv that's being put on the kever. Over here, we'll say what? Fine, petrahu. Listen, bottom line, same answer like we said above. It is a petah, this asherah. The Ariyah de Rabbi Ale. You have a side point. You can't use it because it's a surba hana'ah. Ariyah de Rabbi Ale. Is it a petah? It's an unbelievable petah. Big tree, wide, goes all the way up. Oh, but why can't I use it? And the lion's standing there.
It doesn't matter if it's a Rabbanan Deoraita.
Yeah, I don't care what it is. If it's a Doraita lion, the Rabbanan lion, scary lion, big lion. Amale, Ilan. So what's the answers, basically? Those are the two questions. Ilan, the asherah. So Yibra comes along and says, Ilan mutar. Why? It's a petah. It's a petah. Technical issue why I can't climb it up on Shabbat. Asherah asura. But Asherah is going to be asura. Why is Asherah going to be asura? We don't, for some reason, we don't say asura de Rabi Ale by Asherah.
Asherah
is always asur. It's always a tree.
No, only Shabbat.
What's the difference?
The issue is the Hana'ah, you're being Menehene from the Asherah.
I can never get
Hana'ah. Okay. It's the same as Surah Rabah.
It's different halakha.
Well, one's the Shabbat halakha and one's the Abudah Zarah halakha. Okay. But it's the same lion. This is the lion called the Shabbat lion. This is the lion of. It's the same block. It's the same. So Gemara says, Matkip the Rav Chazda, Adraba. If anything, Ilan she isur Shabbat gorem lo. Over there, the Ilan is worse because the isur is coming from Shabbat. That's what Ezra was saying. Nitzal, that's more of a reason to be osed because it's a Shabbat halakha that's making it a problem. This is, I want to be matir a Shabbat item and Shabbat is standing in the way. Mashiachin over there, Asherah she isur varacher gorem lo nitzal. Asherah midin Shabbat, it's good. Midin avodah zarah.
Why is it good midin Shabbat?
Because it's Asherah. Oh, because I can't climb up an Asherah either on Shabbat?
No, but not within Shabbat.
Is even if it wasn't Asherah, the tree is a tree.
Oh, it's a planted tree?
What is it?
I thought it was cut down. But
no,
it's
always been
a
tree.
It's a good question.
That answers the question, by the way.
You're asking me a question from the beginning of the Gemara. Forget about why did the Gemara have to go to Asherah? Where did the Gemara add Asherah?
Right,
hold him out. Don't come on. It's the same question. You're back to Shabbat, whatever it is. I guess it's like a lozu avzu. Even if you want to tell me that Isur Shabbat is going to be Asur, maybe Avodah Zarah is a different, and therefore should be Mutar. Let's see what he says over here. Ashura Asura Behana'a Medeoraita. I guess it's Deoraita. That's what it's saying. That's the difference. They find you a Deoraita. Which means, and the Gemara is saying, yeah, even on the Oraita, we say the Sefer of Isura de Raba'ale, Ariya de Raba'ale. That's the Hiluk, which we found in the Oraita.
That doesn't answer this question over here, because it's Ilan, Shisu Shabbat Gorem Lo Nitzar. Asherah, Shisu Dabar Acher Gorem Lo Nitzar.
Mekevan, continue now, let's read. Mekevan she'en Isura Aliyah Ba'asher Novem Dine Shabbat Klal, Efshal Lachshivo B'davat Stadi, Halitva Kan Shoel. איך אפשר להתיר אשרה ולאסור אילן? הרי כל אשרה היא גם אילן. ברוך שכיוונת. וברוך שכיוונתי. הוא מתרץ שמדובר כאן באשרה תלושה. הוא מוטיב לה והוא מפרק לה. I'm just the moderator of the discussion.
He can nullify, the
Goy
could nullify the
Asherah. And therefore he can get rid of the Hana'ah of it.
Get rid of the
Hana'ah. Therefore that's the case. Hazak? Okay. Itman nameh, ki ata ravin, when ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, amar
Rabbi Elazar. Okay, is another question?
Yes, absolutely.
Don't we say when something's omid l'sreifa, it doesn't have a shiur?
Katutim mechtat. We don't need a shiur. Oh, because of the fourth Katutim mechtat shiure. We learned that by lulav. Shel asheram v'shir ir anidachat v'sula.
Over here, we just care if it doesn't matter. I need a shiur.
By lulav, you have a shiur. You have a lulav that's 20 amotai. And we say what? Why is asherah pasu? Because of his reason.
Over here, all we need is...
But
why
is you need a shi'ur, but... You need a shi'ur for tevahim.
Why?
Okay,
because tell me that why. Makes it accessible. No? That... You need
four tefachim. So it's not a halachic four tefachim. It's a logistical. I hear that, Savarada. Mm-hmm. When do we say chatutem mechtat? When it's a halachic shi'ur. But when it's not a halachic shi'ur, it's you. This is four tefachim. This is what it is. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Good hiluk. All right. Anybody else have anything to... Etman nameh, ki ata ravin, amar rabbi azav amrila, amar rabbi abu, amar rabbi hanan, ko shi isu shabbat karam la. See, this rabbi bought into that sevara. If it's the isud of shabbat, like the ilan that's gorem, asud. Because you try to get a hetev for shabbat, when shabbat itself is the gorem. However, ko shi isu davar aher karam lo, but if it's coming from a different isud, mutar. So that's the second shita. And so for the, you can have three shittot over here. The first shita came along and said, Ilan is mutar and Ashira asura. The second shita is an adrabah. Ilan is going to be the asura and the Ashira will be mutar. And the third shita is going to say, Rabda Mamri Tzak Amar, Matniachi, Ilan plukta de Rabbi v'Rabbanan. That Ilan actually is going to be the mahlok, like we said, between Rabbi and Rabbanan earlier by the tchum case, by putting it on a tree. Which means, it's exactly the same machloket. Whatever they said over there we try to mechalek. And now he's saying, no, so comes out, we have three shitot. We have three shitot, like Rabbi Ilan and Ashera. Okay? Adkan.